I love my mom. I mean, this is just stuff that I dealt with growing up. I go over real quick. The chocolate's good. Why am I eating like a cow next to a mic? Okay. No, that was really good shit. And it just brought me back. I was just telling the story to Jazz. It just brought me back to, gosh, almost 30 years ago. And I remember for Mother's Day, she was asking for a toaster oven. And I was like, hey, you know, like, she's just saying about it, just talking about it. Like, how bad she wanted a toaster oven. And on Mother's Day, I was like, voila. Mother's Day, here you go. Got you a toaster oven. And she was like, why did you get me a toaster oven? Because, duh, you're fucking just complaining the whole time you didn't have one. You didn't have a fucking toaster oven. So, lo and behold, a microwave situation happened and it broke. And so what does a good son do? He goes ahead and buys his mother a microwave. God damn it. He goes ahead and buys her grandma a really nice microwave. And she goes, why did you buy it so big? Why did you get it on the day I'm not going to be here? Like, it was like, okay, mom, thanks. Some things never change. You know, my dad had a handful. Oh, my God. But anyway, I saw this post, and it was a good post, I thought, about a perspective on being in love. And it was someone that went out there and put out and said, I will always move on and be open to love again after heartbreak, because I'll be damned if the bums from my past end up happy and I don't. And not even out of spite, it just doesn't make sense for me to deny myself a good thing just because someone else didn't give it to me. You know, that's interesting take, because I think in my experiences a lot of times you have people that when they break up for whatever the reasons are, they're not on good terms. They're not able to stay because one person or both people just really have real bitter strong feelings about each other. And thus, they don't want to see the other person. They don't want to interact with the other person. They don't want to be in the other person's presence, interaction, or even care about their life. And when you have that, it's an interesting turn that you have, because you know, with that situation, when people just have a total change of heart and don't want to be with you anymore and for whatever reason, people can't take it, whether it was a person that just had a change of heart and no longer wants to be with them, or is the recipient. They're totally being blindsided. It's a scenario where it's understandable that you will feel a certain way, but you never, I guess for me, my process was always, I need some time apart, but I think we're going to be good after some time. Because once you, as a guy, and I've talked to many other guys about this, it was that, you know, the first heartbreak, we guys have a first really, really tough heartbreak. I don't know what it is, but we go through a one brutal heartbreak. And then after that, we kind of either dabble in the dark side forever, dabble in the dark side of some time, or we don't invest as much into it as much as we did in that first time. Emotionally, like, we know heartbreaks are inevitable. And I think for people, it's weird too, because I see guys that are just cannot take that loss. And I've seen guys that continuously keep bothering the woman. They keep calling the woman. They keep just stopping by their place. They'll keep sending her gifts. They'll keep trying to. It's weird, because I'll see it where the guy, it's like they're not understanding that the woman had a change of heart, and that for whatever reasons, it's like whatever they were doing, you're not going to be able to pick up where you left off. Like, there has to be some fundamental changes to your way of doing business. And if you don't truly understand that, you know, with men that can't take losses, or women can, I mean, there's just some that can't take losses. But this is more of a guy thing, in my opinion, because women and men, how they exude that bitterness is different. And I think men, I mean, gosh, I just talked about this with Puerto Rican men. There's just certain cultures where no is not an answer once they choose you, especially for men. And it's like, wow, like you really can't understand why she would want to leave you when you've been cheating on her, you've been treating her like shit, you've been talking down to her, right? And you've been really mentally, emotionally abusing her for many years, and then she wakes up out of that spell and says, you know what, I'm done. Yeah, I mean, you would think that she's going to want a different flavor now. And, you know, many times what happens is that when a woman wakes up and they realize what they've dealt with, it's not something that they want to continue dealing with, then their whole criteria changes. Then they're like, you know what, I can't believe I've been doing this for such a long time. You know, I was talking to somebody else about that they were saying how they basically had an epiphany after X amount of time. And they didn't realize it. It was very similar to what I've talked about before, which was not putting yourself in the equation. And this person was just telling me how family, how, you know, the whole scenario that I went through. And they just, now they're being called bitch, and they're being called, you know, just selfish, because now they decided to set boundaries. They decided to go ahead and say, listen, I just can't deal with the shenanigans anymore. So, but it's interesting because that's one aspect of it. But the other aspect is when things just fall apart and you don't care about the other person. And it's like, well, I mean, you did share history. You did have a great ride at times. And for you, at the end, obviously, you decided to not be together, but you have to at least respect the time you were together. And of course, you know, I think for my many times that's happened, I've only been bitter one time, and I think it's because I was sold on something, meaning someone sold me on something, and then they jumped ship. And I'm like, motherfucker, right? And everything was the same. It wasn't like a situation where they sold me something and then they didn't deliver on what they sold me. It was like, or I changed. Let's just say that I wasn't still giving what they expected. It was more of them just having a change of heart and saying, you know what, I'm out of here, and cut you off cold turkey. Because for me, I have no problem being cut off. But if we have a good relationship, I think at least we should stay friends. Now, there's some women that I've talked to that can't be friends with me. They just cannot be in touch with me. They cannot hang out with me. They cannot just say, hey, how you doing? How's everything going? I had one like a while back tell me, like, I don't want to know who you're dating. I don't want to know about any female in your fucking life if you talk to me. I'm like, whoa. You know, shit. Like, okay. So what are we? You know, it's like weird. It's a weird thing to hear shit like that. But it's just very hard. Again, I mean, men and women just deal with it differently. But I guess from my point of view, it's like when someone doesn't want to be with you, they don't want to be with you. And I can't control that. You know, I've learned that at a very early age. I was so thankful that my heartbreak happened the way it did at the time it did, because I was able to reflect and look back and say, I'm thankful. I remember when I saw her years later, I remember telling her thank you, because I wouldn't have experienced what I experienced in life if it wasn't for your change of heart. And I mean, I love my life, how it turned out from that point on. And, you know, I think we're blessed in a certain way if things don't work out, because you never know what the future holds. Like I always have a guy that somebody I know that will tell me, man, you went ahead, you wasted, you know, so much time in your marriage, and you, in a way, you just be lucky that you have a kid, because otherwise you would have wasted your time. And I pushed back. I said, nah, man, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way just because I had a kid. I didn't waste time. I was like, I felt that I learned through that journey quite a bit. And I learned from the recent one. Like, I just keep learning about myself, about people, about just relationship dynamics, about just certain things. You just learn and you grow from it. It's not this thing that you're, of course, the outcome is not what you desire, but what you envision. But at the end of the day, if you're able to look at the silver lining, you know, my daughter tells me this all the time. Dad, you're always so positive. Like, you're always thinking positive. I'm like, fuck yeah, you're right, because I'm here every day. And if I'm not going to make the best of it, then why not? You know, and when this person was saying that, they can't even think of a scenario where they're going to be miserable crying, that person's going to move on being happy. at the end, we all deserve happiness. We are all in this earth for one thing. We're given a gift, in my opinion, and we're able to go out and enjoy and make the best of it. You know, luckily for us, we're in the United States. We have freedoms that in other countries they don't. You're able to kind of create your own path in a way and do the best you can. And, you know, even people here complaining, it's first world problems, and I get it, including myself. But I have a bigger perspective of that's why I stay positive. That's why I just keep moving forward and trying to enjoy my life in a world that I create, that I want to create. And I think that for people out there that get so hung up, man, I've seen it from both sides of the aisle, meaning genders, where you just get so fucking bitter because, and I don't know, I mean, maybe because of me, it's that I don't think happiness includes being in a relationship. I see nuns, I see Buddhists, I see people that are living lives that are happy and they're not with a partner. And I see that all the time. So it's not, I'm not saying that your life can't be enjoyable with a partner, but there seems to be a lot of enjoyment as is if you really just found the path. And then, of course, if you find somebody that compliments and understands who you are, that accepts you for who you are, then by all means, you do that. But if you kind of go in with somebody and it doesn't work out, then it's like, okay, well, it doesn't work out. I wish you the best. Shit. You know, I may have some few parting shots and stuff like that, and you as well, but I get it. But at the end, there shouldn't be any type of malice or ill will towards anybody. Like, I want everybody to have a fucking happy life, man, with or without me. I'm cool. That's one thing. It's like, you know, as long as you're in a good place, I'm cool. You don't got to touch base with me. You don't got whatever. As long as you're good, you're good. But it's weird to me when I see these dynamics of people that have different behaviors. And I think it's more erratic with men than it is with women. When it's like they don't want to take no for an answer. And then they don't change their behavior. They don't change their personality. And they're sitting there bitter because the other person's moving on. And even though they're not going to be with somebody else, they're just actually exploring the field and talking to other people. And they're like, no, that can't happen. No, because they have this fear of that person moving on. It's a really weird thing to just witness over and over. You know, as life gets older, it's just patterns. It's, you see the same patterns over and over again of people. You know, you see personalities. You see how people react to it. You see people that can't take losses. You see people that are totally accepting of them. And, you know, some people can be amicable, some people can't. And you can see the signs and you can see how that works. And I guess at the end of the day, if we are being honest with ourselves, I've always said this, that I feel it's okay to have a change of heart. It's just saying it when it happens, right? It's like one of those things that everyone's entitled to having a different perspective or something that bothers them that they just can't no longer tolerate. And they always want to say, you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm just better off on my own. You know, for myself, and everyone's different because there's some people out there that they start lining up somebody. Like, it was so funny. I mean, you've seen J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Like, they're fucking going back at it. I mean, that was something. I mean, A-Rod, not even 2 days after breaking up with A-Rod, she's like, fuck it. I'm going to go back to Ben Affleck. I got them lined up, man. They're hitting my DMs. After that, she probably got Puffy next. And I guess for me, that's what I see all the time, is that there's people that just cope with that differently. There's people that just go ahead and fuck somebody right away that they have in the pipeline, somebody in the friend zone. They'll have somebody that they have in the wings waiting. You know, like I probably have many married women that are like, as soon as something goes bad with my guy, I'm going to call you and we're going to fuck. That's how women are. I mean, guys are like just automatically hunting and they're just putting their Tinder profiles up and they're swiping right and they're trying to go out and they're trying to catch a drink right away. You know, that's the way that that was my guy therapy. When I would talk to guys about my woes, and I learned that very quickly. Guys are not very good emotionally to talk about things like that because they're like, yo, bro, I'm not emotionally, I can't even be emotionally available to my woman. I'm not going to be emotionally available to you. Like, a guy's bandwidth is so small when it comes to dealing with heartbreaks and dealing with people, dealing with, you know, life is tough. They're like, eh, have a drink. Hey, women come and go. You know, you learn that way. So I think for me, I'm able to, when I see stuff like that where, you know, you don't, I think you deserve a time to mourn, and then there's a time to just kind of move on and be happy, and don't even worry about what the other person is doing. Like, I don't worry about anybody in my past, what they're doing, what they're up to, and who they're dating. And, you know, it's like, you see them once in a while, but, you know, okay, good for them. You know, like, I don't know. I genuinely just want people to be happy. I genuinely just want people to be good with or without me. And it's kind of weird, because when I see people like that, that they just are not able to accept that reality of no longer being with somebody. This is men and women that it's like, for whatever reason, they just can't accept it. And it doesn't, instead of just looking at it from a perspective of, okay, it didn't work out, it sucks, I invested, I'm, you know, that person invested just as much, but they decided to walk away. Now, I could understand, and I'll leave with this, that if you invested so much in a person, like if you invested flying across the country, if you invested money, if you invested all these things, like a lot of your resources outside of time, money, you compromise your routine, you compromise where you live, so on and so forth, then I could understand, you know, you have a feeling a certain way. But at the end, it's like, you just got to take that lesson and be like, okay, well, you know, moving forward, you're going to do this, you know, it's not something that you should, because in the moment, it was the right decision. So, you know, you can't be crying a river about it either. You know, I know with me, like, as I move on to the new chapter, it's one that's going to be exciting, because I've lived a life without a relationship, and I loved it. I would say that my time away from my marriage through the relationship I was just in, that was probably, outside of college years, that was my best years, because it was owning who I was as a person, and then, you know, being able to have the financial means to have experiences in life. And when you have that combination, it's like, whoa, man, that's pretty fucking awesome, you know? So, you know, I look forward to that. I already got some things lined up that are going to be fun. And it's like, you know, I just hope that the ride for me just continues, you know, for the next, 30 years or so. I mean, I think I probably, my hips will give out a little bit, my knees or my back. So, you know, I got to get back in the weight room. I got to do like Will Smith, get on that 12-week program and show off my body and get back to normal, get some flexibility, you know, feel good about myself. But I guess that's why I don't have as more of an anger that maybe other people would, that when I see these guys especially that are like really, really just can't live life, you know, by the woman saying no. It's like, you know, I understand, like, okay, she don't want to be with me, it's okay. Like, I'll be like, I could find a 20-year-old, 25-year-old that wants to hang out for a bit and not have any kids until she's 29. You know, it's like you just have a lot of options. You have like that one that's married that, you know, her husband is like annoyed of her at home and just like, hey, you go ahead and find you a guy, man. I'm done, man. I'm just busy with work. You know, there's just options out there. And then you just, you know, I enjoy my peace and tranquility above all. So I think it's ultimately always comes back to when you have that void of that person or that connection, it's making sure that you are able to, you know, work on yourself. Work on the things that you need to straighten out to be in a better place, to be in a more harmonious place, to be in a place where maybe the next person that comes in is somebody that is more compatible, right? I mean, like I said, I see this scenario happen. Oh, gosh, I just saw this recently where it was this person. It was, it was crazy because they were just, I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at that person, I'm like, dude, you're still doing the same things that I've known of you, that we know of you, like my friends and stuff. Like, dude, like, you're still doing the same shit. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, how are you gonna go ahead and get that girl to change your heart when you're still doing the same fucking things? You know, it's like, you gotta fundamentally change, bro. Like, you know, like, just take the loss, work on yourself, and if you're a changed man, she'll know. And if she's moved on, then she's moved on. You know, like, life goes on, man.